Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today on the podcast, Biden versus Trump. Is that the general election we're already looking at? Well, from the president's point of view, it seems to be the case. Despite the fact that Joe Biden has 19 competitors for the Democratic nomination, and yes, he sits atop that field, no doubt, Donald Trump seems to have taken to Biden as an opponent more so than any other Democrat that has entered this race thus far. And it seems that President Trump is eager and ready and fully committed to engaging on 2020 now. So there were about four tweets today. I'll just read through them from the president. I'll never get the support of dues crazy union leadership, those people who rip off their membership with ridiculously high dues, medical and other expenses, while being paid a fortune. But the members love Trump. They look at our record, economy, tax, and regulation cuts, military, etc. Win! Exclamation point. The media, parentheses fake news, is pushing Sleepy Joe, his nickname for Biden, hard. Funny, I'm only here because of Biden and Obama. They didn't do the job, and now you have Trump, who is getting it done big time. He goes on, Sleepy Joe Biden is having his first rally in the great state of Pennsylvania. He obviously doesn't know that Pennsylvania is having one of the best economic years in its history, with lowest unemployment ever, a now thriving steel industry that was dead, and great future. The dues-sucking firefighters' leadership will always support Democrats, even though the membership wants me. Some things never change. So, four tweets off of Joe Biden's schedule today in Pittsburgh. He got the endorsement of the firefighters' union, which we'll get to in a moment. Clearly under the president's skin. And I will just say, this has now been since Biden's debut. Biden had that strong video debut last Thursday that focused on Charlottesville and the president's comments after, and it baited Donald Trump. Usually we see Donald Trump baiting others into things. That video baited Donald Trump. I'm not even sure that was the goal of it, quite frankly. But it baited Donald Trump into a conversation where Friday and over the weekend, he and his team are rewriting history as if we didn't see his actual words and suggesting that he wasn't saying that there are fine people on both sides of the divide in Charlottesville between those that were sort of being purveyors of hate and those that were out there protesting against it. So Biden goes out with the video. He baits Trump into a conversation there. Trump now is doing Joe Biden's bidding for him, because the one thing that Biden wants to be telling Democratic primary voters every single day is, yes, you have this huge cast of characters to choose from. And yes, it's the most diverse field in history. But I'm the guy that's going to take on Donald Trump and beat him where he beat us. I'm going to win back the voters in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Now, this is the Biden theory of the case. I'm not saying this will happen, but that is his rationale for running. I'm the one with the experience and career and specific appeal to the voters we Democrats need in order to defeat Donald Trump and bring normalcy back to the governance of the country. That's his pitch. And Donald Trump, by engaging with Biden, helps him make that pitch. He makes the case for Biden that Trump and his team fear Biden the most, understand that he has a special appeal with those voters in the Rust Belt. Going after the firefighters' union leadership like that and claiming that the members are for him, Donald Trump is right. We saw a lot of union members and union households go Republican in 2016, and much of the union leadership was with Hillary Clinton. But this time around, it's exactly Biden's pitch. He's saying, yes, I'm coming out of the gate at my first campaign event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to stand there and get the firefighters' endorsement, because I'm making the point that the members that did drift away are exactly the kind of voters that I think I can bring back into the Democratic fold and keep Pennsylvania from being red another cycle and put it back in the blue column. That is the Biden argument. Now, Biden did tweet back at the president saying, quote, I'm sick of this president badmouthing unions. Labor built the middle class in this country. Minimum wage, overtime pay, the 40-hour work week. They exist for all of us because unions fought for those rights. We need a president who honors them and their work. So Biden there responding to the president. all before he makes his debut on the campaign trail. That's what the event is in Pittsburgh today. Biden making his debut on the campaign trail, taking on the whole notion of rebuilding the middle class. That is what his campaign says is going to be one of the pillars of his candidacy. So we will see that piece sort of put into explanation today. I don't believe this is a day we're going to get a ton of specifics from Joe Biden, but I do anticipate it being a day where we get sort of the big vision thing on rebuilding the middle class. My colleague Arlette Sines is also reporting that we expect Biden to address the synagogue shooting out in San Diego over the weekend and this rise in hate crimes and white nationalism, which, by the way, Joe Biden, by launching his campaign on that video about Charlottesville, reinserted that notion into the political debate. And that's why I say he ended up baiting the president, and the president has happily engaged in it. So here we are, 4 days into the Biden campaign, and one of the central debates of the political moment is this notion of an uptick in white nationalism under President Trump's watch. Can't imagine that that's actually how what he wanted to be debating right now, or at least what his campaign team wanted to be debating. And we know there are those in his campaign team that would like him not to engage individually with these Democrats, specifically Biden or others, because they want to paint, according to our reporting from my colleagues, Caitlin Collins, Sarah Westwood, and others, they want to paint the entire Democratic field with the broad stroke of too far left, that those are socialists. No matter who the name of the Democrat is, the Democrat up against Donald Trump is going to move the country in a more socialist direction, something you, America, will not be comfortable with. That's the pitch that the Trump campaign wants to stay focused on, which is why there are several folks in the president's orbit hoping that he doesn't sort of take on one-on-one a Biden or a Sanders or whomever. What I find so intriguing is that, and Jeff Zeleny reported some of this last week, the president isn't dictating the pace of play. The president is not setting the course of every hour of cable news television, which he was able to do and did quite successfully over the first 2 years plus of his administration. But this race has now gotten fully activated with Joe Biden's entrance into it and having a big dog get in there and be the front runner and sizing himself up against Trump and Trump wanting to play along means that there's oxygen for Joe Biden to dictate on how it gets played. And I think you're seeing that play out, and that is clearly getting under the president's skin. Again, all before Joe Biden holds his actual first public campaign event, which will be this afternoon in Pittsburgh. He then heads off to Iowa, and we'll see him in South Carolina later in the week as this first full week of the Biden 2020 effort gets underway. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.